Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
On today's worst day on the web, mild pivot here. Dusty just found one here that's mildly interesting.
Okay.
Guinness World Records always interest me.
Yeah.
Because you have to get the certification, because anybody can claim anything. You've got one here that controversy abounds.
Look, restaurant wars, they are very real. They upset people when you try to have the flex of, we saw this in the movie Elf, World's Best Coffee. Congratulations.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, but restaurant wars do get messy within cities as you're trying to jockey for position. In Madrid, Spain, very old city, Madrid, Spain, it is crazy when you think of just how old the Middle East, Africa, Europe, Asia really are.
Particularly in comparison to the U.S.
When they still call us the New World, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's totally fair.
Yeah,
you guys got that.
The restaurant that we're going to reference here is literally older than the existence of the U.S.
That is very true. The Sobrino de Botín is a restaurant in Madrid, and they have been dubbed the world's oldest restaurant.
And the asterisk there is continuously operating.
That's right. That's right. They say that they have been around since 1750. By the way, 1776. America's birthday. There is a tavern, though, right down the road in Madrid that is saying, no, this is BS. They've been around since 1702. And now you have restaurant wars going on. And this is where it's like, how do you even prove that your
carbon dating,
that your bar has been around for that long?
You got to have like a photograph or a drawing
from 1702, a drawing from 1702.
Like you have to have something, like some sort of like certification or, so when I moved into my house, I still actually have it on the wall. The house was built in 1952 and they built a, shed outside, and tacked to the inside of the wall was the permit from 1954 from when they built the studio. Like the actual like building permit was actually still tacked inside there. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, this piece of paper is 30 years older than me.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, so I have it still tacked to the same beam because I have one exposed beam. It's in the studio, and I still have it basically in the exact same spot it was. And I'm like, I'm going to leave this here because this is kind of cool.
Yeah, go ahead and leave that there.
So is there something like that that exists? Like, is there like some deed or some rights or like something that came down that was like tax collector, tax records, something along those lines?
And that is what the restaurant has been able to prove. In the tavern is like they just have a sign that says that they've been around since 1702, but The problem is that they can only go back and prove to the 1750s. Mm. So the sign says, we've been around since 1702. They can only go back and prove to the 1750s, which date keeping and record keeping back then, not the best.
No, not great, Bob.
Not the best. Like, we have all the permits that you have to get now. But when you have a bar or a restaurant that is that old, that becomes your sticking point of what is going to get people through the door. It's that we're the oldest operating restaurant or tavern in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm assuming that even though they might be nice, even if it's not the best food in the world or you're not going to get the best drink in the world, people are just going to go because I had fish at the oldest restaurant in the world.
Paella.
Paella, there you go.
We talked about going to the restaurant bar right across the street from the White House. We couldn't get there. It's Ebbets something. It's not Ebbets Field. It's like Ebbets Bar or something like that. But it's directly across from the White House. And it's like it's the oldest, I think it's one of the oldest restaurant bar establishments in the country.
8 a.m., I went to, or I think it was 9, because we had to wait till they open. I went to the oldest bar in America in Boston. Mm. When we got there, we were doing the whole Freedom Trail thing. I was like, yeah, no, I'm going there.
Yeah, let's go check this out.
Yeah, we're going to go there.
Because that's one of the things about when you travel outside the U.S., particularly you go to the more ancient parts of the world. You go mm-hmm. to the Middle East and the Mediterranean, like that region of the world that's still alive and vibrant, but... Like, you go to Rome. When you go in and you see the Colosseum, you're just like, holy crap. Or you go to Egypt and you see the pyramids and you're like, oh, my God. Or you go, most people don't go, but like the oldest living residences in the world are in Iraq. And there's these like domed buildings kind of built in the hillside. They're literally 10,000 years old.
Sheesh.
Yeah, and you start talking about like, well, the U.S. is 275 years old, 74 years old now, somewhere on those lines.
No, I'm not good at subtracting big numbers like that.
But like, it's not even close, and it's like you just can't fathom how old some of this stuff is. If you go down to like Machu Picchu or something like, where you just see these ancient ruins. And then there's stuff that's newer than that, but it's still so much older than anything that we have here.
Anything.
Like, it's not even close. And, like, there's just, like, at least for me, you just kind of get washed over by the overwhelming history of something.
Yeah, no doubt about it,
You go to Athens and you see the old temples of the gods, the Greek gods. Like, there's not much left of them, but... You know, you go to Egypt and you see the pyramids, but, you know, you've got the ports, the port of, Alexandria. It's named after Alexander the Great, like the conquest line and everything that came out of that. And, you know, the wonders of the world and everything that comes out of that is always so nuts. And then you've got bars and restaurants that are older than the entirety of this country's history.
Yeah. And they've been in operation ever
continuously.
Since. Like that is.
And you just think about it, the number of, like, even at like a small bar, the number of people. That have been there over the course of 300 years.
Yeah.
Has just got to be bonkers.
Well, and they said that the lady who runs this tavern, she's eighth generation owners. Their family
owner
has
operator.
Owned this tavern for eight generations.
I mean, what is it? Who is the president nuts. That had the kid, the grandkid that just passed?
William.
Tyler. John Tyler.
John Tyler.
So to think about that, that's three generations. And this is eighth generation.
This is eight gen. Well, that is a little bit of an anomaly, but
I mean, it's just so interesting when you think about that.
It's crazy to think how they're just like, you didn't have one Tommy Boy in there?
Yeah.
Who just like ran it into the ground. I guess Tommy Boy saved it.
He saved it.
Damn right. Callahan Auto Parts. But you don't have one of those eight generations. So like, yeah, we're out.
Yeah. I want to go be a painter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go work in the
arts. No, you're running the bar. Yeah. Get your butt back
just
in there.
Chain them to it. I'm sure they've got chains in there.
Yeah. I mean, my family didn't even make it one.
Yeah. There you go.
They did make it. One generation. We didn't even make it two.
What's the likelihood deuces. that place that has a cellar also double as a dungeon at one point in time?
I'm pretty high.
Right?
Pretty high. There was some crime done there.
Yeah.
You got to think.
That's the thing. Like we were talking about London off air yesterday. Like, oh, there's some parts of London that are still new, but most of London is
it's old,
60, 70 years old.
Yeah.
Because it was bombed to oblivion in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically everything south of London, it was just bombed to hell by the Germans. But you get north of there, and that's where you get, like, a lot of the older castles and stuff like that. But it's just, like, it's so weird to think about time, because growing up in this country, time is so different. History is so different. It's such a short, significantly shorter period of time.
Crazy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.